Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour of the week, man. Appreciate y'all hanging out. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube channel, Twitch, Twitter. Shout out to everybody listening on 1320 AM, the Odyssey app, wherever you at, man. We appreciate you for being with us. Appreciate our man Eddie for being with us as well. As we got an exciting night of basketball tonight. And a game 7 coming up on Sunday. And that's it, right? Our Saturday's open, right? Am Saturday, I missing a game?
Saturday open.
Yeah, Saturday's free. Yeah, man, this thing really almost over.
Yeah, man. It playoffs go so fast, man. We'll be hyped up. It feels like forever. There's like three games a night or a doubleheader, and then you get, especially when you get to the conference finals, it's like, oh, there's one game tonight, and it's at 5 o'clock? Dang. What am I going to do with the rest of my day?
Well, we got the W returning tonight. That's a good look. Did you see the graphic? I don't know who put it out, but I guess in Indiana, you got basketball. You could have basketball every day the rest of May.
Wow.
Between the Fever and the Pacers?
That's fire. That is fire. Indianapolis, man. Come on now. They cooking right now.
The Mecca. The basketball Mecca. That's what I've always said.
Well, they do say something like the Mecca for Indiana basketball.
It's well, that's right. Hoosier. It's Hoosier. It's like, I don't know. Hoosier town. Hoosier something.
Settle down. It's
never watched
New York, Sacramento.
Obviously,
Chicago,
that's what
LA,
everyone says.
Indianapolis.
Obviously, that's what everyone says. New York, Sacramento.
You ever been to 10th and P and Hoop? Come on, man. That's hollow ground. Shout out 10th.
I saw James Hamm there yesterday, I think.
Where was Wolf? We'll see. Oh. That looked like Roosevelt Park.
Oh, nowhere.
Or no, it looked like McKinley Park. Because you said Will Z got that picture, right?
Yeah, Will Z.
Will Z. Where you at? It looked like McKinley Park. McKinley or
Roosevelt?
No, because Roosevelt is 10th and P. I'm thinking of, I'll remember in just a second. But over in Land Park, where were you at, Wilsey?
Wilsey was out there getting his run in. I heard he called Kenny out and just Kenny didn't show up. That's what I heard.
To do what?
To who?
James Scam did?
No. No, Wilsey did.
Oh.
Will Z said, "I'll see you in these streets."
Holla at me, Will Z. You know, I'll go out there and hoop with you one time. I ain't played on the black court in I don't know how long though.
Didn't expect Kenny to be racist today, but that's fine. What is it against black courts, huh? What's wrong with them, Kenny?
My knees ain't set up for
them. Wow, wow. Kenny says black courts are more aggressive. Great. Did you see this picture of Nicolas Cage as John Madden?
Curtis Park is the park I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I did see that.
Do you think Nicolas Cage does not look like John Madden?
What are we doing?
No, like Nicolas Cage looks like a dude in the like a prosthetic face. I found this headline. It's like internet's going crazy over Nicolas Cage and his resemblance to John Madden.
Resemblance?
I'm like, word. Okay. And I clicked on it and I'm like, that man does not look like John Madden.
Yeah, that.
Like, at all.
I don't know why people were going crazy over the resemblance.
So I started going to Twitter, like, are people really? Yeah, like, that man does not look any... This is crazy. I didn't know this. So Nicolas Cage is starring as John Madden. I vaguely remember this story. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale is Al Davis.
I did see his picture too, and then I didn't know it was Christian Bale, but that kind of looked like Al Davis. From I didn't really study it, but I was like,
Christian Bale is Al Davis.
Al Davis, okay.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was Christian Bale, though.
No, Christian Bale. Oh, he did that. Yeah, he looks a little like Al Davis. That man does not look like John Madden, though. That looks like a fat Nicolas Cage. That's what it looks like. That looks like a fat Nicolas Cage with a bad haircut. Like, Nicolas Cage isn't a good actor, right?
I guess not. I don't look at him as like this great actor, but he's been in some good movies.
That picture of Christian Bale, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. That works.
There we go. Yeah, he does look like Al Day. That's crazy.
Yeah, that man does not look like John Madden, though.
Not at all.
That's absurd.
Not at all.
You should have your online privileges revoked if you said Nicolas Cage looks like John Madden in this makeup.
Nicolas Cage.
This is an Amazon movie.
Oh, good. I'll be able to watch it. Wow. Did you see he looks like he doesn't look like John Madden, but he looks like he's wearing a James Harden fat suit.
He absolutely is.
Did you
like
see
he's
the
wearing
other
the
one
he's wearing
this?
Where the blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't look like him. What are we doing? Man, that's crazy. Internet lost their damn mind. They lost their damn mind with that one.
Nicolas Cage's best performance has to be Face Off.
Face Off is the stupidest movie that ever existed.
It's stupid, but it's good.
I don't think that it is. I don't think that it is. There were rumblings of a second one. Ask your boy who you went to private school with. He loves that movie.
Face Off, a good movie. It's stupid, but it's good.
The whole concept is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't think I had even seen it until Chris was like, you gotta watch it. And one day I sat down and watched it and I was like, I can't believe this.
That's a classic.
Boy, we just throwing that word around.
Well, everybody know Face Off.
Everybody. Yeah, yes.
Doesn't
because
mean
of
it's
the
good.
Ridiculousness.
Well, it doesn't mean right. It's like realistic. That's at true. All. But everybody know Face Off. Nicolas Cage, now that we're in the chatty house and they're talking about, he got a pretty catalog kind of cooking a little bit. Now, I'm not here to sound like this big fan, but the catalog is kind of cooking. If he's got these movies that I've seen or I'm familiar with, that should tell you the catalog's cooking a little bit. Because I'm not a movie guy at all.
Nicolas Cage, where? I can't. Okay, I was hoping to click on his filmography and it just show it to me, but. Apparently, that is shown to be. Here it is. Let's see. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's early. That's early 80s. I'm sure people know these movies. Raising Arizona, Moonstruck, going through the 80s into the 90s. He certainly has some longevity. Mm. Honeymoon in Vegas. I mean, I feel like I know a lot of these movies.
That's
the Rock.
Yeah.
I did like The Rock. Not Dwayne, but the movie. Con Air, there's Face Off in 1997.
Man, that was the height.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Snake Eyes, you seen that?
I don't think so.
Snake Eyes is pretty cool.
Now we're, I don't even think I've seen National, oh, I have seen National Treasure.
Oh,
I did see
that.
Yeah,
he did his thing. Aren't there three of them?
There's definitely two.
Yeah.
I can't find a third. Man, this dude never says no to a script.
No, he absolutely does. He's always working.
Well, I guess it spans a ton of decades. I mean, his first movie is Fast Times at Ridgemont High in 1982.
I didn't know he was in Into the Spider-Verse. What? The hell was he in that? He was Spider-Man. Oh, no, I do remember that. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, y'all help me out. What's his connection? What's his connection to the Coppola family? His birth name is Nicholas Coppola, which he changed professionally to avoid allegations of nepotism due to his connection to the Coppola family. What is his connection?
I don't know. Is he a cousin?
The best known. Well, there's a Coppola family tree here. I don't know. I guess he.
I'm not familiar with the Coppolas. Like, what? Who are they?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh,
the Godfather.
Oh, okay. I got you.
He's his. That's his uncle.
Okay.
His dad is his brother.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I learned something today.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't help that he put his daughter Sophia in The Godfather 3, and arguably everyone says she's the one who ruined the movie. So, like, yeah, I guess if I was Nicholas, I'd go ahead and change my name, too.
You're not that good of an actor, either.
Well, that's my thing. We're naming all of these Nicolas Cage movies. Like, doesn't he just kind of do the same thing in every movie?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, maybe a lot of actors do that, but...
But he's got, like I said, if I am familiar with the movies, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't really watch movies.
Same movie over your career is just The Rock, right?
Rock and Con Air were about the same.
No, I mean
no,
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne.
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson's been doing the same movie for like the last 10 years, whether it be San Andreas, the one.
Yeah.
It's some, like, it's like he was in his like action hero stage where, you know, San Andreas and. Which is essentially like it's just a different version of the cop he played in the Furious movies. Then he had the one Skyscraper where he was just supposed to be a regular guy, but he scaled a building or something like that.
Like, did anyone see Rampage?
No.
Actually, that's the one with the gorilla. That was kind of fire.
Was it?
I liked Rampage because I thought it was great. That was a slightly different version of The Rock. Like, that was a little bit
different.
Excuse
me, John Bull in the chat, for those that like this movie, Moana, excuse me. He was in Moana.
That's true. Yeah. You're a hater.
Hey.
What?
You're a hater. No, you're a hater.
What?
You are a hater.
I'm not a hater. I just don't like it.
Moana might be his best performance. Being Maui, that might be his best performance.
That's tough, bro. It's just a voice actor at that point.
Well, I think you can make the argument that that's more difficult.
Not the way actors talk about an actress, as I feel.
Jesse, I'm going to tell you now.
Oh, God damn it.
If you have Moana at home, you need to watch it. I'm going to give you 6 weeks.
I have Disney Plus, Brock. I don't want to watch it.
Like, I'm telling you.
Did you just ask him if he has the DVD of Moana at home? Like, it's on Disney Plus.
No, Damien, I'm saying if he has Disney Plus, if he has the account, he needs to go on there. He needs to watch Moana.
You know,
watch it with his fiance. I'm giving him 6 weeks. 6 weeks to figure it out.
Rock, you know, I watched it with my fiance the first time.
He's going to know Moana is one of the better movies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Luckily, I came into Moana because Triple H was making it before, and nobody was interested.
You did what?
I came into the movie,
okay,
and then I made it where it needed to be, and then that's when I walked away. And I said, you've already got it. You don't need me. You don't need the final boss.
This the one
I'll say, Jungle Cruise was good. I've watched Jungle Cruise multiple times. I've seen it multiple times.
Jungle Cruise as a shoot might be Dwayne's best movie.
What'd he do in Kevin Hart?
Which one? Central Intelligence?
No, the... is it Jumanji?
Yeah.
Jumanji. Yeah, they did two Jumanjis.
Jumanji wasn't bad, I guess.
No, Jumanji was good.
It was fine.
I thought the second one wasn't as enjoyable. But I thought the first one was
Jungle Cruise was fire. That's
Jungle Cruise is awesome. Yeah, Jungle Cruise is great. Like, that it's. I actually think Jungle Cruise is better than Moana.
You should watch Jungle Cruise this weekend, actually.
Yeah, you watch Jungle Cruise, Jesse will watch Moana.
I've seen it. I know what it's like. I've seen it.
I like, what was it? The Game Plan?
The Game Plan? I always liked the
Shout
game
out.
Plan too. That's where The Rock started to lose weight.
Real quick. This is why we do the work that we do on D'Lo and Casey. Hold on, That was honestly your finest performance of The Rock from Johnny G.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
I think Will in the chatty house said something nice as well.
Thank you.
This is
a massive improvement.
Yeah, it's developing. Yeah, they hear. I mean, I heard it the very first time.
So what are we, a training ground for amateurs on this show?
Look, the guy's over now. He's over. When he first did, I'm Jim Ross in this damn show. Shout out Jim Ross. Get better, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
For real.
I can spot talent. You guys didn't see it. And look, he's over.
So he started this thing as Rocky Maivia, and now he's actually The Rock.
Blue Chipper.
He's as blue. I was looking for the sound, but I think I got rid of it. I never used it.
But I love Jerry Jones.
I thought that was the blue
what
chipper.
The hell?
I thought it was the blue chipper sound.
How could you think that was that? Shut your bitch ass
that
up.
That was a different one.
That's a solid one.
Did he? Yeah, I don't even remember who he was talking to when he did that.
It was Austin Theory.
Is that who it was? Okay.
Tony Edwards in the chat says that The Rock and Ballers is good. Ballers was essentially just The Rock's, like, I'm going to turn this into a real life one day show.
He was good until the final season.
He was a little bitch in the final season.
He was pretty.
I think I watched the first three episodes and missed out on the last couple seasons.
It's
the first
like,
three seasons, I mean.
I'm sitting there watching this like, you really falling for the Jerry Jones, huh? Like, you really falling for this. And then stands in that owner's meeting like a jackass, like he didn't know that was going to happen.
That was the final season where he was at the monster truck rally and he was like, I'm going to own an NFL team. Yeah. Like, all right, man.
Yeah,
Shut up.
You were broke six seasons ago. Now you got an NFL team? What sort of story arc is this?
That might be the worst final season of all time.
Oh,
and I really like Ballers. Ballers is a show.
Ballers was great.
I really liked that final season. Was ridiculous.
Ballers was great.
By the way, they said, and I'm trying to stay away, no spoilers,
because I'm about four or five episodes behind, but the season finale of Raising Kanan was this morning.
Oh, okay. The season. Okay, I'll get that. I'll get that tomorrow.
I don't know.
I'll get that tomorrow.
Sorry. Juana, man. What's the movie y'all want me to watch?
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise. Yeah. It's my man.
What?
It's going to have to wait because I gotta get caught up on Raising Kanan.
I was so confused. Like, when did we talk about Juana, man?
Jungle Cruise, bro. It's a Disney movie. What's wrong with you?
Juana, man, is a bad movie?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a movie we've all seen.
Juana,
but...
man, is a awful movie.
Yeah, that's a movie we've all seen. And, like, we all have memories of it, but I'm just making sure it's a bad movie.
Yeah, memories of it are good.
Oh, man, Pretty Ricky was in that one.
Juana, man. Wait,
I forgot his real name, but
that's the one where he plays in the WNBA, right? Or the women's league.
Yeah. His something Latin, is that guy's name. It's like Rico or something like that. He's actually been on a lot of stuff.
I'm a title of this show. Yeah, I'm not watching Juana, man. Makes no sense.
I don't know why that was in my head instead of what Jungle Cruise.
Hey, Chris has it right here. How about this? I watched Moana too since I saw Moana. Casey could watch Jungle Cruise, and D'Lo, you watched Dune.
Okay.
Which one is Dune? Is that the movie it's that got
that's with your boy Timothy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the biggest actor in the.
Yeah, he's.
I was the last one to like be aware, like because I don't watch movies. Everybody after he was at the game with Kylie was like, Kylie's with da 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 da, and he walked in this studios right now. I'd be like, yeah, Sandra, have this guy sit over there real quick. I know who he was. I'd be the only one in America.
Well, I don't know if I know who he is. So Dune, where can I watch Dune at?
It should be on Max or HBO Max, I believe now it's called. They rebranded it again.
Again. HBO Max. It's on a lot of... So Dune isn't... This is a relatively... It's 2 hours and 35 minutes, bro.
It's good, dude. It's good. Just like I said, don't watch...
Seriously?
No, don't do that. I'm trying to get you to watch good movies. All right? Like, just don't watch them back to back. Don't watch Dune 1 and Dune 2. That's 6 hours of your life. Like, you can't be... That's too much retime.
Dune 2 is 2 hours and 46 minutes, too.
Wow. Yeah, watch the first movie and then maybe the next weekend or sometime after that, pretty closely, watch the second movie.
I probably got to watch it in increments. I don't even think I can sit still that long.
Oh, you do have a movie theater.
Dune 2 is fire, though. I think Dune 2 is fire than Dune 1.
You could walk around in your movie theater.
It's true, yeah. Do you ever like sit in different rows in your movie theater? Like, I want to sit in C13, or I'm going to sit in like Z20 today.
No, that's a good question. Yeah.
There's four seats in the front room of my house.
Damn, four seats?
Four
My couch
seats.
Barely holds two.
Stop it.
Wow.
Woo!
You got a recliner in there?
Well, they all recline.
Wow.
This is crazy. Woo!
I don't even have anything to put my feet up in my house.
I don't either.
We're just going to...
My apartment, excuse me, not a house.
I know you don't have the nerve to sit up here.
What are you talking about? I don't have no movie room.
Yeah.
Bro, you have a sports bar... In the top floor of your... How many TVs do you have in your...
Deflection. That is not what's going on. Don't listen to this guy.
This is what we're doing on a Friday, huh?
You got recliners in your sports bar?
No.
You got an IMAX theater in your house?
No.
Case closed.
Simple as that. The man has spoken.
All right. Well, the WNBA is back tonight. Maybe I'll watch them on the big screen.
Play their first ever game.
Yeah, against the Sparks. That's an interesting roster the Valkyries have. They're all like 27 years old.
Well, this goes into another side conversation about the W. You see, they still like cutting first rounders?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't going to stop because they added one team.
When do you think we get to the point where that stops?
Well, I don't remember if this changed in the last collective bargaining agreement. I think veterans might be cheaper than first rounders.
Jeez.
Goodness gracious. if you don't have one that you're sold on, you don't want to spend the money, you can go get a veteran for cheaper. Mm. Unless that changed in the last collective bargaining agreement, that's been the case.
The Aces cut my girl Deja Kelly, who was hooping. Deja Kelly was after like 17 points a game in the preseason.
Mm.
And they waived her.
She get picked up?
I don't think so, not yet.
Well, not yet. It's tough. League starts tonight.
Right. So I that's the one thing that is frustrating about the W. I don't understand. You did a good job of explaining maybe one of the reasons why, but it still don't make no sense how these things could be going down like that.
Mm.
So they've got what, three teams on the way? Toronto, Portland. Am I forgetting somebody? Or is it just two?
But Valkyries.
Valkyries are here.
Yeah, so I think that was the other one.
So you got three teams. Who knows what happens with the Sun? And yeah, you probably get two other teams in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, I mean we're still at the point where good players are going to get cut. I'm just fascinated by the Valkyries roster.
Yeah, and Aldrin, I thought I saw this too. Is this accurate? They released all their draft picks.
Yeah, they went with all their veterans. Like the. Listen, yeah, I wasn't. I know that might have come across sarcastically. It wasn't. 29, 24, 32, 35, 21, 28, 24, 23, 30, 32, 32, 29. That's the age of everyone on their roster. Mm. Now, expansion teams aren't going to be good.
Right.
But damn.
I'm not sure what.
They really went a different route.
I'm not sure what they're doing. Like you don't even want to keep your first rounder, your first ever pick. You don't even want to just keep them on the roster.
Well, remember when they drafted, and we were like, "I'm sorry, who is this person?" Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they wrote down
the
wrong name.
I think Haley. I think that's one of the people everybody was like.
Oh, they absolutely passed up Haley.
Haley was 10, I think. Okay, all right. Well, look, I'm glad it's not my team. My team, well, I just got done complaining about how they cut Deja Kelly, but my team handled business. You know?
Jeremiah asked, D-Lo, should I not get my hopes up about Monarchs when the Sun's selling? Not the Suns, the Sun, the Connecticut Sun. No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. It's not happening.
I think that team either stays in Boston or stays on the East Coast.
Yeah, it almost certainly does. Yeah, and that creates another, you know, that's another interesting dynamic that the league will have to deal with if you're looking to add these expansion teams. While Connecticut isn't an expansion team, far from it, launching in a new market is difficult. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, you're not building a team. I mean, your Aces.
That's right. Come on, man.
Were they your Silver Stars?
No.
Or your Stars?
No.
Okay. Because that's where they relocated from, but that was a team that.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, a couple of, no, that's not true. That no, the Aces were. No, that's
I think
right?
You told me before. I don't know where they came from.
No, the, I
just knew.
I think the Aces were San Antonio.
Did you say Tulsa?
Tulsa is Dallas. I think Tulsa is now Dallas.
Yeah, the Aces were from San Antonio first.
Okay, and then Dallas, it was the Detroit Shock, the Tulsa Shock. And now the Dallas Wings. And so the Connecticut Sun, who does that wind up being? I think Dallas is doing pretty well. Obviously, business is booming in Las Vegas for the W. But whether it's Boston or whether it's like one of the Carolinas or something, like you're bringing a professional sports franchise into a new market. Even the difference is the established team. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between relocation and an expansion team. You still have a big... You know, you still have a pretty big undertaking when you're introducing a new franchise to a new city
One thing I would say about, I'm sorry, I lost who said it, but like, should you get your hopes up with the Monarchs?
Jeremiah.
No, not directly, but if the Sun, let's just say, for example, if the Sun are bought by whoever and they move them to Charlotte, that's one expansion slot that you thought would be open that is now gone to just the team moving. So maybe indirectly, that might help Sacramento's chances at some point. But directly, it's not like the Sun aren't being bought and moved to Sacramento, I don't believe.
All right, we'll come back. Game six tonight. Kenny has his ridiculous hat on. We got a game seven over the weekend. And we've missed Bumper to Dumper for a couple of days, man. We got to have some fun as we close this week down. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Game six tonight at the Garden.
Wee.
It's going to be, it's going to be an atmosphere. I'm looking forward to
oh
it.
Oh, man.
I'm very, very much looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fact we got a game seven. We haven't talked a ton about the actual game. We've talked about perhaps the ramifications that could be ahead should Oklahoma City not win this. Shout out to Jamal Murray. I set the number at 25 plus.
Yeah.
He listens to the show.
It wasn't a flawless performance, but it's what I needed to see from him. I needed 20. I didn't think 20 was going to do it.
Why do you hate Jamal Murray?
I don't hate that man.
What did that man do to you?
I do not hate Jamal Murray.
Is it because he's Canadian? We know you don't like Canadians.
That's true. You don't like Steve Nash.
I'm very anti-Steve Nash.
Not a Bret Hart guy as well.
Well,
I've learned.
Damian BK.
Always been a Shawn Michaels guy, so, you know.
I do think you I'm talking sports. That's all I'm doing. You come down hard on Jamal Murray.
No, dude, no. What do you mean we're talking? Stop. Why do you do that? Like, are you trying to get a flag?
No, I'm trying to make sure. Like, hey, no, I'm just talking sports.
You know what? Like, that's a double tag, actually. You're done.
Are you getting thrown? Draymond getting thrown out in the
fourth quarter. Come on, Draymond. Just finish the game for once.
Wow. Wow, it's a blowout, so he just got tossed.
Yeah, I think your perception of people's perceptions of Jamal Murray is inaccurate. I don't think anybody looks at him like a superstar.
Okay.
I think they look at him like he's really good.
Okay.
And his inconsistencies make him not a superstar. But when he's on, like, he's an X factor.
Yeah, but that's what I fought with Jake Gaden about yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can't be an X factor. You are the second best player on the team. You can't be an X factor. You have to play to a certain level. At this point in the season, you have to play to a certain level every night.
Yeah, but he is who he is. Like, he's not a superstar.
Yeah.
He's not a superstar. So that's
he a number two.
He's a number two on this team, and he's able to win a championship and all this other stuff. So, you know, salute to him. But I think I'd like to see him be a little bit more consistent too. But I think Jamal Murray is.
I'll do the same thing.
With who he is, I think more than Jamal Murray, not always showing up the way people would like. I think the rest of the roster, like the fact that they don't have no bench or the fact that Michael Porter Jr. Can't hit shots. I think that is more damning than.
Well, Michael Porter Jr. is killing them, like Kristaps Porzingis level killing them. Mm. You just like he's not. I don't think you're in a that it's. It's one of the several issues with Denver. You're not in a position because the way your roster is made up to just not put him out there. Mm-hmm. I was trying to check. I don't know that he's had double digit points in this series yet until last night.
Yeah,
and he got to 10.
He's been struggling. I wonder what exactly is going on with that shoulder. I know it's not his shooting shoulder, I don't know. Maybe some torn rotator cuff type stuff or something, because it doesn't seem like it's gotten.
They lose, he's gonna come out in a sling.
That's how you got to do it.
Got to.
That's how you got to do it. But maybe, and this is a bit of a tough ask, in a game seven on the road. But maybe what's my man Julian Strother? Maybe
Strother.
Strother.
Yeah, Strother.
The
Strother that stirs the drink.
Strother. maybe he gets some of those. Michael Porter Jr. minutes.
Yeah, they desperately needed it. Like, you know, fine performance from Jamal Murray. That's the reason they won. Mm. You got, 15 from him? Mm. You didn't get the best night from Russ, but he got a couple late that were, you know, kind of that helped push OKC back a little bit when OKC was cutting that lead down a little bit late. And so you have to have something coming from those three guys off the bench. And it's not enough to where you could take Michael Porter Jr. completely out, but that's where he did get his minutes from yesterday, because Porter played less than anyone else in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Not
in Strother in the game and the way the game went.
No, I definitely envisioned a scenario where Denver won. I've been really impressed by those guys. And like I said, I got to apologize to them every opportunity I get, because I've written them off the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are tough, tougher than a $2 steak. They've got the heart of a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't surprised that was on display last night in Denver. It's one of those things where if we go out, we ain't going out at home. Not like this.
Yeah. You know,
you're going to have to take us out at home, at your home, in a game seven. We ain't going out in front of these guys. The crowd was great. Thought they were charged up. That was a hell of a performance from Denver.
Now we're monitoring Aaron Gordon's hamstring. Yesterday we were monitoring Jamal Murray's availability before the game. Now it appears the next couple of days we'll be on a watch for any news on Aaron Gordon and that hamstring.
Yeah, hopefully he can give it a go. And hopefully he can be productive and play out there. It might be a Harden situation again.
Oh, man, hopefully it's not that bad.
Did you hear Steph was saying he was on track to play in game six?
I did.
Was he LeBroning it or was he telling the truth?
Like, all right. Like, I mean, if he was, great. Like, great. Mm-hmm. How effective would he have been? Mm-hmm. Would that thing have ripped off its leg by the time the game was over? Like, who knows? But, like, I don't think Steph is, you know, the guy who just says stuff to say it. So, right. If he was. Great.
Right.
He doesn't have to worry about it now.
Nope.
Because they ain't playing no more.
Worry about the preseason.
Well, you'll probably play the Sacramento Kings 3 times.
Right. One game is going to be at the Nest, or the Well, the new Well.
That Saturday, I was really confident. I thought Boston could get one. I thought Boston could get one more. I have no idea what to think about tonight.
I don't either, to be honest with you. I don't know. Boston, ooh. One thing that can't be ignored is, and I think Tatum is the best player. I'm a big fan of his, but that record without Tatum is.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play with more purpose. Like, Sam Hauser has to show up. Like, you got to move the basketball. You got to drive to the basket and dish out. Like, they can't just rely on Tatum for 10, 15 possessions to be what Tatum does. Like, it's all hands on deck. I think that's why it kind of looks a little nicer to people.
Cornette's game was crazy.
That was one where it was kind of hard. He's kind of playing above himself. So I don't know if you get that today, but.
He does simple stuff, though. I could see him kind of recreating that.
Yeah.
He gets dirty work buckets. He plays defense. He rebounds. Like, he does repeatable type things.
To me, this game, honestly, is all there for the Knicks. It just depends on what team, like who they are tonight. Like, the Celtics are without their best player. The Knicks have been up 3-1 in this series. Like, they've been on the verge of taking it. It's just a matter of if they can close now, which they haven't been able to do. Like, I was talking to Damian about it yesterday. We talk about these MSG moments. It's always for the opposing team, usually.
Last year was a perfect example.
10-20.
We got that game 7 against Indiana. Now, you had injuries in that game as well, but still, Indiana was taking it to him.
I've got an eye on Tibbs, too.
What do you mean?
He might be holding this team back a bit. Yeah. He kept Mitchell Robinson. Like, he's too stubborn, I think, to make an adjustment. Like, Mitchell Robinson should probably be playing more. Shout out to Daniel. Let me know about that. Like, he sat him a lot in the third quarter. I just feel like he doesn't. Like, it's the same game from the Knicks every time. Like, they keep dropping down 20, down 15 or whatever. It's just hopefully they get it to 10 and pull it away in the fourth quarter.
And that one, though, I'm going to trust my guys a little bit. You know, that's starting 5. I don't know who you would take out of that one. I mean, I guess you would say Cat maybe, but Cat's been all right in this series. Like, he wasn't really that good in game 3. Was iffy in game 2, I think it was. But he was okay. The killer with game 5 for me was you got 15 points combined from Bridges and Anunoby.
Yeah.
And I don't care who's playing. If that's the production you get from those two, you're not going to win. I think they'll both play better tonight. But that was tough.
Well, the other side to that is that often repeated adage that role players play better at home than they do on the road. Mm. You guys brought up Peyton Pritchard and Luke Kornet and those guys. That was 40 points off the bench.
Mm.
40 points off the bench. I mean, you know, the way that the game went, the way that that second half went, like, you know, that's a tough repeat. That's a tough repeat at the Garden for what we think the Garden is going to sound like tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, watch out for that Jaylen Brown, man. He's wilding, bro.
What'd he do?
You saw what he did to my boy Josh Hart. He wilding.
We don't like low blows anymore. Wrestling, Ric Flair. We don't like that anymore.
That was more than a low blow.
Can't grab him there.
Hey, that was a Paul Heyman on Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Paul? Paul, it's awkward now.
Potter's kids watching.
Roman's been standing there for 5 seconds.
Oh, that was funny.
Paul hit the low blow and then went side to side, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. That Josh Hart, those pictures of Josh Hart, though, he looked like Austin at Mania 13. That was great. Just the blood trickling down his face. That is terrific.
Just busted up. Watch that cornet too, man. I was dirty. League needs to review it. Yeah. League needs to review it.
Yeah, stop trying to guard with your face. Jalen Brunson got called for a foul too because he was trying to guard with his face.
Who got hit in the face yesterday? Jamal Murray got hit in the face with the elbow. And Reese, I was watching the game with Reese, and I was like, oh, I don't know. You got to go to the monitor for that one. And then he goes, well, wasn't he doing what you tell me not to do? Put my face out there. That's what's going to happen. I said, well, you're right. But well,
that's why you got hit with a baseball, son. Sticking your face out there.
Tried to catch the ball with his face. Don't do that.
My man said he had the guard on. Reese did.
It was really one of those things where it felt like there was like one spot where the ball could come down and hit him in the eye. Mm-hmm. And it did. Because he's got the guard and you've got like the lid of the helmet. There's not room typically for a baseball to get there. Mm-hmm. But he had to turn a certain way. The ball had to come at a certain angle.
The ball must have been coming in tough, too. Yeah. You check that pitcher for steroids.
I would say
11-year-old throwing like that.
Probably say around 60 to 65.
Kids on steroids.
12-year-old. Shout out to my boy, Kaimata, man. That was my boy. And yeah, that was tough. But he back. Yeah, I practiced today, too, matter of fact. So he back.
You want to end the day with Bump It or Dump It?
Yeah, man. Let's do that, man. I got about...
Hit the music.
Hit my music.
That'd be great if we just used Ravishing Rick Rude's music for that. I'm going to find it.
ESPN unveils...
That's great music, too.
No, it's classic. Classic.
You don't have to find it here real quick.
ESPN unveils its Week 0 and Week 1 college football lineup.
Okay, bump it.
Let's see. I won't go through all the games.
Please don't.
A couple of highlights. On Friday, so I won't go through Week 0, but on Friday, Georgia Tech at Colorado, Friday night. Saturday, Alabama at Florida State. LSU at Clemson. Notre Dame at Miami. And, you know, like, so this is Memorial Day weekend, I believe. Maybe it's not, but I think it is. But, you know, they do the whole weekend of college football.
You mean Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day weekend, excuse me.
I was like, hold up. College football is in 2 weeks.
Labor Day weekend. I'm pretty sure it is now that I think about it. So, you know, they do the whole weekend, right?
Okay.
You want to guess what the Monday game is? Or who's playing in the Monday game?
No.
TCU at Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh,
Monday night. Bill Belichick debuts.
Okay,
looking forward to all this stuff, man. A lot of those.
Okay,
there's only two of them that are neutral site games. Syracuse and Tennessee is in Atlanta, and Virginia Tech and South Carolina. Everything else, it looks to be, unless I'm seeing it wrong. You know, Alabama's going to Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. LSU's going to Clemson. So, and Notre Dame going to Miami. So, good stuff. I always love me some college football.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. This will be good. Yeah.
And hit here my comes... music.
Yeah.
Bump it or dump it here. Yeah.
Got nothing to do with nothing. Why do they use Ravishing Rick Rude's music for this? Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. We definitely got to keep that around. Definitely got to make that happen.
What's next?
Tom Brady denies any involvement in Raiders' draft process, contradicts previous reports.
Yeah, dump it. Like, Tom Brady's talking out his ass. Like, he's losing track of the things he's saying publicly.
Let's see. Where else can we go here? Record valuation for the first.
This is important. Yeah, bump it.
A group of three families.
Because they need the money after
right,
today's
they broke.
Brock Purdy got his contract extension. The 49ers got to sell part of the team.
Hey, bro.
I'm sure it's a coincidence that story broke this morning.
Well, that's how they were able to pay.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a couple of extra. They worked another job real quick.
That's what it is. Hey, we've all done it.
A group of three families is buying a total 6% stake in the San Francisco 49ers at more than $8.5 million valuation.
Billion. $8.5 billion.
Billion valuation, which represents the highest valuation for any pro sports franchise in history. Wow. So if I'm reading
that
correct.
And what was the percentage again? 3.7 or the percentage? 6%. They're selling 6%. Sorry.
So 8.5 for 6%?
Or no.
The whole thing is,
yeah, 8.5. I think the entire, so I'm gonna run, I think this is how it works. The valuation of the franchise is $8.5 billion.
That's right. Gotcha.
Jed owns 97%. So I think first step is 97% of $8.5 billion.
Gotcha.
And then what would there, you said 6%?
6%, yeah.
So 6% of whatever the 97% of $8.5 billion is. And I don't even know how to do that on a calculator. So for those that can, good for you.
Yeah. So that was. Surprising.
And now Brock Purdy can have his $265 million contract extension.
We really want to pay you, but we're just a poor franchise.
Sell the team. Well, all right. You got it. That's what we'll do.
We're just a poor franchise here. There's nothing we could do.
That's what we'll do.
All right, man.
Oh, you're
this is newsworthy though.
Okay.
Dick's rescues Foot Locker for $2.5 billion.
Wait, you said Dick's rescued Foot Locker?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did Dick's do that?
We bumping the story?
Yeah, we're bumping it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get involved
here. The story.
Here.
Okay. The All story.
Right. I was just waiting for the whistle.
What?
We're talking about Dick's Sporting Goods.
I got it.
I understand.
What's your boy's problem over there?
I was just sitting here. First of all, why are you coming after me today? I was just sitting here, like, waiting to see what happens next.
Dick's Sporting Goods is buying Foot Locker in a $2.5 billion transaction aimed at creating a, quote, global leader in the sports retail industry. Okay. But experts say the deal underscores just how far Foot Locker has fallen.
Yeah, it's a different game now.
It is.
It's a different game now. And
I didn't know DSG had it like that.
Oh, what does DSG stand for?
Just rewind. You know what I'm talking about.
But you just said it yourself. It's Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. What's your issue?
Wrong with you?
Now what's your boy's problem over here?
Let's see. I got one. I'm gonna save for Monday. I'm gonna save for because I want time. We need time.
So okay.
I'll save that one for Monday.
All right.
I'll give you one right here. That
3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Well, you know how he is.
Yeah. No.
He's ready to end the show and go home.
Hey, I promise you this.
All right.
No,
yeah.
We need time.
Okay.
We need time.
Okay.
But this I got you though. Gucci to unveil cruise collection in Florence. Bumpered. Oh, I got you, Damien. Gucci is returning to its hometown to unveil its
upcoming
cruise.
When McFoley quit.
What?
That's what it was.
So it's like when McFoley quit.
Upcoming cruise 2026 collection at the Florence-based brand's archive inside the Palazzo. The capsule will be designed by the house's team of designers following the exit of former creative director Sabato Di Sarnaro. His replacement, Domena.
You're just saying words.
Yeah, like, what are you doing right now?
Like, come on. It's set to replace Di Samano following
Can
his final
dump
show
this story?
In Balenciaga in July. Well, look, come on now. I'm talking Gucci. I'm talking Balenciaga. This was tailor-made for D'Lo.
All right, man. What's next?
Okay, well, I got another one for you here real quick. Let's see. There we go. Got you. Burberry is the latest luxury brand to fall victim to slow market. Oh, bump that. And disappointing news for Burberry, the British fashion house.
Are you just amusing yourself at this point?
This is essentially what bump we. This is what bump it or dump it is. It like what it really is.
I didn't
like,
ask to bump it. He said it.
Casey gives the two idiots two topics to talk about, and then he's gonna get his little rich topic in at the end.
It's not for me. It's for Damien.
We're all being played right here.
We are.
We're all being played.
This whole show is such a sham.
Yeah.
You're over there in a Knicks hat.
Kenny's like, what kind of random ass topics can I get these two to talk about before I get to the Louis topic?
The one on Monday, I'm going to tease this one, though. The one on Monday, I think, okay, maybe I shouldn't put too much on. I think we'll have a good time with it. It's going to take some time, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we still have a minute left. Do you have anything else? Are we done?
NBA All-Star Weekend. Commissioner Adam Silver said Monday on SiriusXM Radio that the league may look to change the dates for its showcase.
Oh, because that's the problem.
Which is normally scheduled the weekend after the Super Bowl.
I don't know why Will Z just said run your game. Like, what is happening?
Hell,
right?
Will?
What is...
Will, what are you doing? I hate it's got to be him, but Will Z, go take a lap.
Yeah, Will.
Fence him back. We got 30 seconds. Just run the rest of class. We got 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Just go.
Like, I expect so much better from Will Z. Like, what?
15 seconds, Emily. Just keep going.
You know what? No. We're leaving now. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We're going to head over to 102.5. Y'all know what it is. Flashback Friday. Jesse, good luck to you, Celtics.
Man, whoa, chill.
Thank you.
Vamos, Nuggets.
Whoa.
We'll see you here Monday beginning at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Knicks and Brock Purdy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.